Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume, Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Manscaped, folks. Manscaped is the real deal. You cannot go wrong. Their new Performance Package 5.0 Ultra features the Lawnmower 5.0. We are talking about a next generation trimmer with interchangeable blade heads for whatever shave your mind can imagine. Manscaped has got you covered. AI is cool, but I think this might be the biggest technological advancement the world has seen in the past decade. Get 20% off plus free shipping with promo code DUMB. That's going to be promo code DUMB at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code DUMB at manscaped.com. I can promise you've never seen a ball trimmer look like a spaceship. Get yours today from our folks at Manscaped. We'll see you over there.
Here we are, Michael. Me and you again, pal. Me and you.
You know what? There's no way that his excuse could be nearly as good as the excuses I could give today. There's just no way. There's no way.
How many times can we do this?
It's the life that we live, and I've just accepted it at this point. I've just accepted it. So, and you know what? I'm not even going to give him any shit because there's no point.
Where's he going to go?
It's going to go nowhere. It's going to go nowhere. So.
Well, that's fine. Still think you should give him some shit.
But... Of course you do, because then he's going to come back at me. It's going to get me riled up. You're going to just sit there.
I'll join in. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think enough is enough. It's every week with this guy now.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, pal. How was your Christmas, Michael? Did you have a good Christmas?
Really nice. Kids had such a great time. They got so much shit. The food was great. Everything was great. Very, very, kids are very lucky.
Show him Bob Does Sports, by the way, because Joe was in the cart with me and pretty much told the world that, in his eyes, Santa isn't real.
Yeah, no.
Did you know that happened in a Bob Does Sports episode and Jet kept it in? I was shocked.
Well, I guess they're thinking that the age demographic shouldn't be too affected by such a heinous accusation. But needless to say, it shouldn't be an accusation that's thrown out there lightly. It's not appropriate.
I know. And to be honest with you, partially, Yaman's very good about, you know, cancel control, making sure that we don't get canceled. I was shocked that he didn't take that out.
Well, you know, maybe he didn't want to muzzle Joe, you know. Now, Joe's going on 2 minutes late. We'll see how much longer late he's going to be. But this is the life we live now. So how about you? How was yours? Was everything good?
Christmas, you know, I ate a lot. I'll tell you this. I really do think that the biggest down day of the year might be today, the day after Christmas. Like, do you have a little bit of those post-Christmas blues?
I don't know if I'd call it the blues. I mean, I got to be honest, when you have kids, I think parents would agree with me. Like, there's a big wave of relief that comes after Christmas Day. Because there's so much going into getting everything ready for the kids. And there's just so much going on, especially if you're a parent with kids who hosts a major holiday. We don't host Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. Now, we do a lot. I do a ton for Christmas Eve to get that ready, but we don't actually host it at our house. But for parents that are hosting Christmas Day and they have kids and they're having 20 people over, 25 people over, I think the next day is kind of like that wave of relief where you just can kind of sit back and be like, oh my God, it's over. Thank God I could actually relax a little bit. So for me, like at this point, it's like, you know, it was here. It was great. It goes too fast. It goes too fast. Like I think about as a kid, doesn't it feel like when you were a kid, you know, you're counting down the days, and it seemed like it took so long to get there once you hit this December. Now it's kind of like it just gets here and it's gone.
I agree. I agree. Plus, too, you know, for me, and you definitely got it just sucks that Christmas isn't about me anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's an acceptance that I, you know what though, Bob? That don't bother me anymore though.
It bothers me. I'd like Christmas to still be about me.
But when you have kids one day, you're gonna just be like, this is so much funnier to watch the kids, just to watch how they just react to everything. Like it's like they just got like, you know. Wow. I hope that was a new Christmas present and that's the reason he's wearing it.
Boys.
Joseph.
Joseph, how are we doing this morning here, Joseph?
Michael, the quality over there is not ideal over there.
Oh my god, it's really just this guy.
Joe, let me ask you a question. How could you have the balls to say something like that when you're not only 5 minutes late to the podcast?
Whoa, what? No. 5 minutes late? We were supposed to do
12:20. Whoa. We agreed on 12:20. That was the final agreement. Bob can co-sign that.
It's changed like four times. It's hard to keep track of what's going on.
And I'm sorry, I don't have an ideal studio setting. I'm recording from my in-laws' basement, okay? I'm leaving my family for an hour to do this, okay? Just because this means a lot. This means everything. The pod is everything. And I think we could all agree. In fact, we should get t-shirts. The pod is everything. But you know what? I'm here. I'm sorry I can't give you the best studio quality.
I just hold you to such a high standard, typically speaking, that it's just shocking when, you know, it's not up to the level that I'm used to from you, Bear Down. I'm not taking a shot here.
No.
If anything, I'm giving you credence to the fact that, or credit to the fact that you normally are a step above.
Well, I mean, normally under normal circumstances, I'd be in the cave, in the lab, set up real normal. But I'm not there. I'm not home. I'm away because of all Christmas. Right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. Clap it up for Christmas. You got a couple things on the horizon today. You know, Christmas and Joe. I said earlier, I think this is one of the more depressing days of the year. You have this long build up to Christmas, and you know, we had a few football games. It's a little depressing now. And then most importantly, Dorothy DeMar's birthday. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for Dorothy D. He's having a nice little birthday.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a big day. Not depressing on my end. My mom's birthday is should be a cherished holiday. My mom is a saint. The fact that she's had to put up with me as long as she has and hasn't lost her mind is quite frankly a testament in and of itself.
Yeah,
to the person that she is. And yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's depressing because it's still technically the holidays. Most people have time off, Bob. And you know, it's like, especially when you're, you know, the kids have new toys to keep them company, you know, so like, there's a lot of things that I think that you could take solace in of today. Plus, by the way, I will say this, I think the most underrated leftovers of the year are Christmas leftovers. You give me stuffing, mashed potatoes, and you make turkey sandwiches or soup with turkey. I mean, it's
Thanksgiving leftovers, though. You're naming the Thanksgiving leftovers. Yeah, it's the same thing.
I'm not all in on Thanksgiving, man.
I know you're not, but in terms of leftovers, I would say the leftover looks on Christmas is pretty much similar to Thanksgiving. Stuffing, mashed potatoes, turkey. I mean,
yeah, well, I'm saying it's okay, I forgot the Thanksgiving and Christmas, I would say. But it's a great day for leftovers.
You know what it's almost time for, Joe?
What?
Chinese buffet.
Oh, when does that happen?
New Year's Day, every New Year's Day.
Yeah, that's
just wow. For the football games, too?
Oh, it just so happens that the football I mean, it's really going to be. That's really
By the way, my cousin invited me to the Rose Bowl. I said no too quick. It was such a hard no. It was.
You're so anti sporting events, Bob. It's got to.
The Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl is like the most. I don't want to say the pageantry, but the pageantry of the Rose Bowl is like that's the one bowl game left that has so much history behind it, Bob. The Rose Bowl, the parade of roses, is like a huge deal.
It's going to be a great game too, Bob. Michigan, Alabama.
Bob does not give a fuck about any of that.
I have no desire.
He just doesn't.
I have no desire. First off, it's a party of 12 going and a lot of family, but they're sticking me. The seat that I would have would be with somebody that I don't know.
I
could do without that. Me and Joey D have a big New Year's Eve and we're going to be wildly hungover. I'd rather just sit home, order a bagel.
What are you doing for Eve?
We're doing dinner. And then I ran into this old chef that used to work at the Four Seasons, and he's got a place that he's having us over after dinner. So it's going to be a whole, it's going to be a whole big thing.
The dinner is going to be nice too. We got a private room in this nice Italian restaurant. Nice. Yeah, it's going to be special.
That room is undefeated, Joseph.
Yeah, and you know what? We're going out. We're going out soon, dude. I got to start packing stuff. I go home tomorrow, and I got to start packing. So this is like the last hurrah for us in California.
Now, did your mom, then we're Florida did your mom guys. Get cheated out of her birthday a little bit today, Joe? Or do you guys make a nice big deal out of
no,
it?
No, we'll do a nice steak dinner tonight for
her. Oh, good.
We'll all go out as a family, have dinner. And then she'll do her things during the day. Now, in Canada, the 26th is like the Black Friday of Canada. It's called Boxing Day. Yep. So all you know how Black Friday is all the sales. So everybody today is at the mall. Everybody goes shopping. Everybody takes their Christmas money and they go and buy all the sales that are available to them. So yeah, in the past, my mom has gotten a little bit shafted because people are out, you know, we'd be out shopping or getting stuff or, you know, getting stuff for ourselves, you know, the hedonists that we are for Christmas. And my mom would be stuck at home, like, you know, so yeah, a little bit. I think if you get, you know, I did a couple cameos for people who were born on Christmas or the day after or before. You get shafted so badly because so many people will be like, this is your birthday and Christmas gift. Right. That's bullshit. You should be able to have a birthday gift and a Christmas gift. And the people who have to suffer for that, I really feel for you so much because that's not right. And it doesn't happen any other time of the year. It's just if you're so unfortunate that you're born either the day or two that leads within Christmas, that people will just kind of group that bullshit, you know, gifting together. And those people, man, they deserve to be recognized. That ain't right.
I had a guy that birthday was on New Year's Eve. I think that might be one of the tougher birthdays.
Well, no, everybody's down to party, Bob.
Yeah, I guess maybe, but that is so not about you. You know, that night has nothing.
It's kind of like now how the Super Bowl got bumped up 1 week and now it lands on my birthday week every weekend now, the Super Bowl Sunday. Like last year was literally on the day of my birthday, the 12th.
Well, maybe one year you'll get a birthday wish and the Bears will be in it.
Oh, maybe.
Folks, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I started taking AG1 for about a year and a half now. If you're a longtime listener, you know I'm a big AG1 guy. Gut health, my overall immune system, and just to add that extra spark of energy into my day-to-day, which everybody needs that day-to-day energy. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it really does put me in the right mindset, and I know I'm taking the best, finest ingredients, something that I could replace my multivitamin with. Came from AG1. Just one scoop does it all for you. You can't go wrong. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. Check it out.
They've looked better. They've looked better of late.
It bothered me. The Jets. Like last weekend was such a perfect game for the Jets to lose draft picks wise. I think
they played amazing.
5 or 6. Yeah. And of course, they can't even lose right. And now
the Breece Hall, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's just brutal, man. It's absolutely brutal. You know what's crazy to me, Joseph, is why does, like you talked about the leftovers from yesterday.
Yeah.
Christmas has got to pick a lane with food wise. Christmas just piggybacks off of what Thanksgiving does. I never understood. How does Christmas not have its own thing?
Well, the Italian community, we celebrate Christmas. Like Michael, I don't know what you do, but we always do homemade ravioli starts off.
That sounds awesome.
So all the girls, all the ladies, they got a week ago, they went and they just made pounds of ravioli. So then when the Christmas meal starts, we do pre-dinner, like torpedo shrimp, charcuterie boards, cocktail shrimp, you know, like all sorts of stuff. And then the dinner starts with bowl of ravioli.
In Canada, is it cocktail shrimp?
Yeah, I was wondering what the deal is with that.
No, I'm being, is it called cocktail shrimp in Canada?
shrimp cocktail, I guess you would say.
Oh, no, 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 don't change it on my account. I want to know what.
No,
it's
I just messed. I messed up. I messed.
All right, because I was wondering if I was going to say that's fascinating if it's called.
Yeah, I caught that too, but I was just going to let him eat. I was just going to let him ride.
No, I actually screwed that up. That's on me. I'll wear that one.
Sometimes
but
you.
No, but then Mike, did you not start with the, like we do a big bowl of ravioli before anything else comes?
Sounds
out.
Great.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, so yesterday we started with lasagna was the first.
Yeah, there, lasagna is another plate. It's either ravioli or lasagna. And it jump starts the meal. It really does. It kind of, and then all the other stuff kind of comes in after, but it's like scoring an opening drive touchdown, Bob. It really gets the.
Oh, good up for baby Dom.
Hey Dom.
I thought Dom wanted to talk a little Bears football for a little bit.
Talk a little Bears football? No?
No.
Hey, Dom.
Hey, Dom.
He got this little, child's digital camera for Christmas, and he's just going all over the house, just taking pictures.
Influencing early.
Wow. Pretty soon, Pops will show him how to put up an Instagram post.
There you go. I'm going to go with Mommy Dom. All right.
My favorite all-time Dom moment is when Cutsy got legitimately pissed off with Mikey for letting Mikey fall asleep. Dom fell asleep and Cutsy was mad at Mikey V for letting him fall asleep.
Was I wrong though, Bob?
We got killed.
It was a Notre Dame game. We were cruise control. Dom went to bed and they all fell apart. Dom is kind of like
at halftime of a Notre Dame bowl game, and that was the end of it.
Yep.
But Dom has been in many ways, like an oracle when he predicts games. Like, we need to start doing a Dom pick of the week.
Yeah, I try to get it when he's ready. You know, you can't force those things. He just feels it and he'll give you the pick.
Mikey, did Joe tell you about my day from hell betting?
Oh my God.
I think let me say this right now. This weekend killed a lot of people, man. This weekend, myself included, like it was just what the Chiefs did and what the Eagles did.
Every underdog came through.
It's I mean the Niners, I mean everyone and their mother was all over San Francisco, it felt like. It was just a really bad weekend for everybody. It was really bad.
I went with you and Diamonds the other day. And it got so bad. Like once I mathematically, if you look at the way that I bet, there's no way I can win. There's no way. It's like when I win, I put in the same bet. When I lose, I try and double the bet. Like I feel like mathematically, there's no way I could ever end up winning.
I think the only worse gambler than you might be the Jet.
Jets awful. And
they were together on Christmas or whatever day it
Jets
was.
Jets a legitimate fucking mush, man. He really is. He's so bad. So things started to go south. And finally, I just went haywire and I went completely rogue. Mikey, I put in $1,000 on every single NBA.
Wait, 1,000 across the board on every game?
On every game. I put in every NBA.
Oh, my God. You basically did need a bucket.
The National Basketball Association, okay, has never scored more points than they scored that day. There were points going up. It's like they were playing skee ball. There were just points. I got absolutely fucking wrecked. And you know it's bad when the cameo promo goes up. Even Joe called me out on that. That's when you know it's
bad.
Big
day cameo. Cameo promo. Poor Santa Claus had to be thrown into the crossfire for Bob's, you know, resurgence.
Jeff brought his friend over to come watch the games. I gave this guy nothing. I had nothing.
How was that guy? Who was it? One of the shickers?
He's a classic shicker. Every one of the Jets' friends, they all look alike. They all worship the Jet. And it's really bizarre, but I had nothing for him. It was the worst day gambling I've ever had. I shut down the account. Shut
the
down.
NBA, I mean, the NBA is literally like, you may as well just take a coin and just flip it in the air. The NBA is just so, so bad. It's so bad to bet. It's so bad. It's the worst.
Well, the end of the game, too, Mikey, you could have like a -7 and it could be like 6 or 7 or 8. And with the free throws and everything, you have no idea where it's going to go.
No,
you have no clue.
It's literally horrific. terrific.
Yeah, I you know, with the NBA, everybody wants to bet the over, so I want to be in the, you know, with the house on
love
the
good under.
Did you lose under. Everyone?
Not everyone. I think I was 1 for 8. It was awful. It was, and there was nothing to root for. There was nothing. Diamonds gave an over that was his game of the year that scored 7 points. I got nothing left, man. I'm telling you. Usually I say it and I return. I honestly think I don't know. I don't know if I can do it anymore.
Bob's one of those guys that he needs somebody there close by his side, watching him throughout the day, monitoring him, keeping him in line, because otherwise he's known to go rogue like this, and there's just no rhyme or reason to it. Normally, I'm that guy. I kind of keep tabs on him to see where he is, because you're an emotional guy during the day, Bob, which is great, because when things are going great, Bob is as high. I mean, the vibes will never be higher. But then as soon as it takes a toll, man, I tell you, Bob will go from 100 down to 0 in a quick matter of time.
You know what, too, that really bothers me is, like, I look at it and it's like, if I put $1,000 a game, okay, if I put $250 on the game, I am still going to get that same rush from the 250 as the 1,000, I think. Why not just do that?
Because then what happens is once you win, you're like, you didn't feel it the way you want to feel it. That's the problem. In the moment, you look at your ledger and you're like, I should probably up this to get a little bit more of some juice going here. But yeah, I feel the same way. If I have any invested interest in a game at all, it could be $50, it could be $500. It's still the same. You're going to still get the same, like, rooting passion out of me regardless. Like, I will root for a game that I have $25 on, $50, the same way I would root for $500. It's just mentally, I'm just insane like that.
You know why, Mikey? Because you like to be a winner.
I do like to be a winner.
Yeah, you do.
A winner feels good. Being a winner feels real good. And Bob, maybe it's a classic case of the Bobby Mogul syndrome where you just got too much cash rolling around.
What are we doing, Mikey?
It's a good thing, Bob. You should celebrate that. Look at that apartment. Look at those skylights.
What do you got on your wrist, Joe?
I got nothing on my wrist.
What do you got on your wrist?
I got nothing. But I'm staying in my parents' house. You want to see the bed I'm sleeping in?
He won't show you that. He won't show you that left wrist.
I can't afford an Airbnb. It is holiday crazy. Airbnbs, by the way, are through the roof. They're outrageously expensive.
Tell that to Ticket. Ticket's been getting banged on Airbnbs ever since.
This guy's been living in an Airbnb for like a month.
He is, bro. This guy, I went to dinner with him the other night. I said, you know, am I going to see you for New Year's Eve? He goes, I'm going to Charleston. I said, all right, when are you coming back? He goes, no, that's my move. I'm done with LA. He's going to Charleston from Jupiter. Never let anybody know.
Wait. What?
Yeah. And then now we got to fly him back for a Bob to Sports trip that's in LA. So he went to Charleston, and then he's going to go Charleston to Jupiter. Nobody had any idea.
I didn't know that was – I thought he was just going for the holidays.
He came to the steakhouse. He said, you know, I really want to go out with the bang my last night. Did you see the order that this guy put in?
That was like a death row meal. Literally.
Is that crazy?
I think Ticket's been having a good
go out with a bang. He went out with a bang because that's literally like, what is your last meal? That's what you order. Yeah. Whatever you ordered was what you order.
Kansas City bone in.
But look, he got appetizers that I'll read off, but he never checked without anybody else to see if they want these appetizers. This is the big ticket order the other night. He said he wanted to go out to the bank. He had a wedge salad, shrimp cocktail, garlic bread, crab cake, scallops that were an entree that he decided to audible into an appetizer. He got the dry-aged bone-in 24-ounce Kansas City steak that he finished, hash brown shoestring fries, lobster mac and cheese, cream spinach, before asking anybody if they...
Any of you two desserts, too?
He got cheesecake and key lime pie. Bro, it was the crazy. Our bill was over $800.
But Bob, you know, Ticket, every time he sets foot in the grill in the alley, he like loses it a little bit.
Yeah.
We had a birthday dinner for me This is a true story, Mikey. That birthday dinner this year for me, there had to be what, 8 people at least?
Yeah.
Ticket. Unbeknownst to anybody, we come, we finish a meal. By the way, we ordered like crazy. Everything, drinks, food, sides. Come to ask for the bill. Ticket had paid for the whole meal for like 10 people.
Mikey,
so when he steps in there, he just he loves himself some grill on the alley, man. He goes off. So this is not new territory, Bob. This is,
by the way, everything he ordered is a spectacular order. I mean, you're talking wedge salad is like a staple for steakhouse. The cream spinach is a staple. Shrimp cocktails,
lobster mash.
I mean, that's all excellent ordering. It's just like I'm concerned. Why he felt necessary to do that. Although I will say this, Bob, you had talked about asking other people if they wanted those appetizers. There's nothing more frustrating than going to dinner with a big group of people and having to decide what appetizer everyone would like to be. Because no one ever just, it's very rare you get everyone just agrees on everything. If you find a group of friends that you automatically agree to appetizers, I would say those are some of your closest friends. There's like a handful of people I could name where I know if we go out to dinner, couples dinner, friends dinner, whatever, and I'll just start rattling off apps and everyone's like, yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's good. If you find those people, stick with those people, because it's the other people, that the indecisiveness, that makes that a very arduous process going through the appetizer order. And I hate that.
That's why. You got, my secret weapon is Joey D. If you have Joey D at the table, you let him run.
Well, you need to have somebody who can initiate, just to go out there and just take a step on a ledge. And then listen, if you have to deal with the crossfire afterwards, that's fine. Normally what I'll do is it depends how big the table is. If you got 8-10 people, you order like 2 to 3 different apps and you do 2 different ones. So like 2 versions of each. So you have one on each side of the table. Nobody can complain that they didn't get something. Cause that's another thing. Sometimes people order like a shrimp cocktail. There's 10 people and there's only like 8 shrimp. So that's two people are getting banged right out of the gate.
Let me tell you something. You're not finding a shrimp cocktail with 8 shrimp in it. You're not going to find six. You're going to find 5 to 6 is what you're going to get.
What about a cocktail shrimp?
Cocktail shrimp's a little different.
Cocktail shrimp, on the other hand, now.
By the way, but the biggest psychopath move of that whole order, by far, by a wide margin, not even close,
with 2 desserts,
is the double dessert order.
Yeah.
that is something a serial killer would do.
I gotta step in for him there, just in regard to the dessert order.
Somebody wanted one of those desserts.
No, he ordered one of the desserts, and then they sent out a comp dessert because the server spilled water on Jet's steak, and Jet's steak came out. So I will defend Ticket for the last dessert.
Okay. Okay.
That makes Jet react to that situation.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know, Joe said something about Jet that I think is so true, and you can take it for what it is. And I go out to dinner with Jet all the time, reluctantly from his end. Jet is totally okay with Mikey. You can go to a steakhouse with Jet. He's okay with sitting at the table and not saying a single word the entire thing. And you have to steer the entire conversation because he's okay with that. If you go in the car with him, he can drive. I watched him while we had to go to a Walmart on a Bob Does Sports trip 30 minutes away. It was me, Perez, and Jet. He was in the RV, so I was all the way in the back. I watched him and Jet drive the whole way to Walmart and not say a single word to each other.
That's awkward silence. I can't deal with it.
I can't do it.
Is it awkward though? You guys spend so much time together, and even to a degree like us, we spend so much time together, whether it's planning something, doing the podcast, talking about the podcast, going on the podcast, being on the trips together. Like, isn't there reach a point where it's like you see each other so much that it's like, if you can't have those moments where you just don't have to say a fucking word, doesn't that get a little, I don't think
we'd have that with you, Michael. I don't think there'd be silence with you. I just don't think it's not something that I'm comfortable with.
I don't mind moments of silence. Totally. I don't mind.
Half an hour though.
This guy will go on. If you don't have anything for him, he's not bringing it to you. You got to bring it to him. You know,
yeah.
Like he was at the table. He wasn't even looking at us. Like he would just be like looking out into the distance. He won't say a word.
Somebody asked him the other
day. What's going on in that brain, man?
Somebody asked him the other day what he wanted for Christmas. He said a swift ending to his life.
Now that is Nikki Diamond's response. That's something that Nikki would say 100%. That's something, a swift ending to my life would be nice. Something he would say.
But if you don't know him, you like people who don't, he'll say it in front of people who don't know him. They don't know how to respond to that, you know?
Right. Jet, you know, Nicky Diamonds thinks he's going to die soon. Jet wants to die soon. That's the way that I would, like, Diamonds would be like,
yeah, Bob, I don't know how much more of a longing I have in this life. Yeah. So I hope you appreciate me while you have.
He put that on Instagram today. He put something out like a reminder of how to handicap games a certain way. And he's like, I hope everyone remembers this when I'm gone. Like, bro, like, he's not 50, he's not 40, you know, he's, you know, but this, it is what it is.
Can we check in with Nicky Diamonds? Can we call him?
Sure.
We'll ask him how much longer he thinks he's got left.
Okay. You call him or you want me to call him?
Yeah, you call. I like when you steer that with him. You get him going. Ask him how much longer he's got left.
I see if he'll answer. We'll see.
He'll answer.
He could be busy. There could be a, you know, there could be a Wolves of Wisdom live.
He wished me Merry Christmas and I didn't see it.
Oh, that's terrible, Bob.
Unbelievable, dude.
That's not good at all. Bob, you better wish him a happy Merry Christmas belated or whatever.
I just texted him Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Good. Good. Listen, I don't mean to put you on the spot. I hate to do that, but you're live on the Brilliantly Dumb Show right now. Bob wants to apologize first and foremost for not returning your Merry Christmas text. Do you have anything to say to him?
Well, I mean, look, these guys again, I mean, I'm going to start to need some type of salary from this goddamn program.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there should be some level of compensation at this point.
As far as the Merry Christmas, I mean, I know that Bob never really liked me.
Oh, come on. That's so ridiculous.
From the moment that he walked into my shop with that, you know, California Jewish glow, I knew that this guy was just some lifeless piece of shit. I got to tell you something. Still to this day, even without a returned Merry Christmas, I would still hold him to my breast and feed him lunch.
Yep. That's just the type of guy you are,
though. Oh, God.
Now let's talk.
Is that Joseph?
Yeah.
Live?
You got Joe.
Live from Miami Beach.
Hello, Nicholas.
How the hell are you, you silly son of a bitch?
Diamonds.
We love you.
Diamonds, sorry to cut you off, Joe. I don't think people have heard your official statement in regards to Joey D slinging out your own handicap bets as his own.
No, that's not true, Bob. That's not true.
Would you like to make an official statement regards to that matter?
I have sung the praises of Nicholas. He's
picking up $30 subscriptions throughout the whole Midwest.
What'd he say?
He said he heard he was not only that, on top of it, he was charging $30 subscription throughout.
That's outrageous. I have sung his praises like a canary. I really have.
Canary. More like a stool pigeon.
Well, how the hell are you, boys? Talk to me. Tell me, what are you talking about on the program today?
Bob has a serious question to ask you about life and death.
Diamonds, I want to talk death for a second, because I hate when you do it and it scares the shit out of me, because I think this world is a very sad world without you. And we've noticed that you talk about death a lot. So our question would be, is that something that you truly do believe is in your near future? Or is that something that, you know, you do for fun?
Okay. I'm going to answer this question seriously. I am a man who goes with trends in all ways of life.
That's right.
The men in my family have not lived long lives. Now, breaking news. Breaking news live from the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Nicky Diamonds has a slight heart condition.
Oh, no.
Man.
No, don't say it, Nick.
Why are you laughing, Joe?
I'm not laughing. What'd he say?
You want all the picks?
No, Nick, I want you to live a long, prosperous life is what I want.
Well, that's not going to happen. So,
Jesus.
Well, we have to move on to the next. I have to take a pill, and I have to take some care of myself. And if I do, in the long run, I wouldn't need like a transplant, and if that's the case, then I'm going to be around for at least another 10 years.
That's good.
Well, we would hope that'd be the minimum, Nick.
You know, everybody, you know what? America runs on pills, though. It really does. You know, everybody and their mother's taking pills. Everybody, high blood pressure, cholesterol, heart, you know, all that. So, you know, the pills, I mean, they've done wonders with modern science, Nick.
Of course. Now, let's get to the second half of Bob's question. If it was up to me, I'd die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jeez, Nick.
You really, really need me.
So Bob was saying that like the difference between you and the jet is that you say you're going to die soon. The jet wants to die soon. And I was going to cut Bob off and say, well, Nick also says that as well. But I would rather use it has to come from the mouth of babes. Now, by the way, all that being said, all eyes potentially on UFC Atlantic City.
We
got to get to March, Nicky.
Well, if I can get to March, so what's being told to me here, and wow, do I take this with a grain of salt. Are you telling me that the boys are going to be taking a trip to the city of Atlantic, which happens to be my main stomping grounds?
Your town. Yep, your town.
Is that what you're telling me, Mike?
That's what we're interested in doing, yes.
Well, it looks like I'm going to have to start shining my shoes.
Yep. Yep.
He said I'm going to have to start shining my shoes.
All I could say is what a time that we will have.
Some would say una bella giornada.
I could show you quite a time there.
Yeah. Diamonds, I got one more thing for you. If you did know that you were going to have your final day, what would that day consist of? What would that day look like?
I don't know if we can answer.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know if that could be answered on the show, Bob.
Really? I mean, you would know, Mikey, but what? I don't see anything wrong with that.
One thing that I would want, and this is... This is the truth. I would want to know that I would at least in that final day for at least 2 hours be able to be with all of my friends.
Oh, that's nice.
The back room of Frankie and Johnny's.
Wow.
Oh, that's special. Without Mikey falling asleep.
No, I'd stay awake. I'd stay awake for that one. I'd stay awake for that one. I'd take my nap on the way in.
But with two packs of cools, and just all of us, the Mad Cuban, UFP,
yep,
and my closest surrounding crew. That's what I would want.
Wow, that's special.
The next day, I would want the same guys tossing the dirt on me.
Wow. That's heartfelt.
That is. Yeah. We love you, man.
And we love you, Nicholas.
Joe would then become the tri-state area's number one handicap.
Good night. We love you, Nick.
We love you, Nicholas.
Hey, Bobby, I love you too. And Bob, don't forget. In the next month or two, I'm going to have to tell you the famous all-time Don Bosco arrest story.
Oh, yeah. He got arrested before his high school baseball game while he was stretching.
Layup lines of the Don Bosco game in 04, but let's save that one for
the year. What about the Essex County Tournament basketball game?
given a double technical, thrown out of that.
Okay. All right, we love you, buddy.
Enjoy your day. I'll listen to you guys. I love you very, very much.
You're the best.
Love you too, Diamonds.
Do we get a weekly Diamond segment in?
He's so good, man.
Is that what?
That might help prolong his life, Bob. It might give him something to long for.
That AC UFC thing could be one of the more special times ever. It just could be.
I want him, by the way, if we go there, the last time I saw him go there, he wore an all-white suit. Yeah. I would request, he looked magnificent.
I mean, I'm pretty sure you would not have to be worried about what he would have dialed up to wear to that fight. You would not have to, he would wear something completely preposterous.
Any diamonds on a fight night?
Yeah,
it would be like
what's his name?
Mayweather.
The former manager for Tyson back in the day.
Oh, Don King.
It would be like Don King with the hair and everything. It would be like Don King.
Yeah.
That's unreal.
When he came on Mikey's Only Subs Christmas party, the attire, I have a picture of it that I could send to Bone and take it to pop up. Fur that this guy was wearing.
With a full brimmed fedora and the big huge glasses.
The whole time he was busting Mikey's balls about how long it was gonna go and he was gonna end the show. Like 10 minutes in, he was busting his balls. The thing with Diamonds is you would think when you hear him, when you see him, you would think that it's a bit. And Mikey told us very early on, it's not a bit, like it's him. And he's living he was born in the wrong era.
He was.
Yeah, you know? We can all agree to that.
And he hasn't been able to adjust to the new era. He's still living.
Thank God for that, honestly.
Thank God, absolutely.
I will also say some of the best music that you will ever hear, like on an Instagram story, will come from that man. Because he knows songs that I've never even heard of. Then you hear it and you're like, oh my God, this is a classic.
He feeds me doo-wop songs, and I'm a big doo-wop. I'm a huge doo-wop guy. I could provide a library of doo-wop songs, and every once in a while he uncovers like another gem that I've never heard before, and I'm just like, it's unbelievable that he could still do this, because I thought I've heard that's a good life lesson. It's a good life lesson. All of you people out there who think you're know-it-alls and you think it, there's always somebody out there who knows something different or a little bit more. That's very important. Very important.
100%, Michael. All right, boys. I think it's time to get into our buy or sell.
Sure.
Week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Mikey V is going to go ahead and start us up.
I'm going to do a buy this week, and I want to get it out of the way early. And I think you guys may know where I'm heading with this. I watched this T-Pain over the covers, above the covers or over the whatever it is, special on YouTube. I always thought this guy had a good voice. Even when he was doing the auto-tune stuff, I always thought he had a good voice. Forget about how good his voice is. He covered Frank Sinatra, Led Zeppelin. He was doing country music.
Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey was sensational.
Did you hear his Led Zeppelin cover of War Pigs? I mean, the range that this guy had, this guy is I don't want to say a generational talent, but I'm going to say he's a generational talent.
Wow.
There's not too many entertainers, pure entertainers left. This guy is a pure entertainer. And it kind of like brought me back to like a little bit of that, like Dean Martin, Sinatra, Rat Pack kind of a thing when he was doing this, because you don't see a lot of guys just go up there and just, they could do anything. And it feels like this guy could just go up there and just do anything and entertain anybody. And I'm tipping the cap. I'm buying T-Pain very bigly.
Wow.
Very bigly.
Bigly. Bigly.
Quite bigly.
Mikey's been sending these videos to us, so you know how much that he loves it. I think it's unbelievable. And he takes a lot of shit. You mentioned the auto-tune.
Yeah.
When I hear T-Pain's name, I instantly think of the shit that he takes for auto-tune. I don't understand with the voice that he has and watch it. Why would he even do the whole auto-tune thing?
Because he did it so well, Bob.
I think Joe's right. And I think it was just such a unique thing that nobody had heard at the time. I think it was so new. And you, that was like the first, I was like, what? When you first heard like Buy You a Drink.
Bartender.
Like I remember thinking like, I have never heard quite anything quite like this. It was so unique at the time. And I guess He just took the ball and ran with it. But my God, this guy has reinvented himself completely. He's going to have a whole his career should skyrocket again into this whole different strata, because if he did live performances like that in little intimate gatherings like that at smaller venues, I would 100% buy a ticket. 100% buy a ticket.
He's awesome. He's always been a
great night out.
He's been a great entertainer.
I like for when years. Rappers do like the covers to like even like the classic rock stuff. You know who does it all the time and he crushes it is Post Malone.
Yeah.
Post Malone, he does like the old school like classic rock stuff and he crushes it.
Yeah.
So I like it a lot, Mikey. Joseph, if you're okay with it, I'll go ahead and rip.
Go ahead.
It's a quick one. I think kind of an obvious one. I have nothing against the guy. I think he should capitalize on the moment the way that he did. Sell your stock in Tommy DeVito.
Goodbye.
That whole thing is, and I mean, you could see even while it was going on that this was going to come to an end. It had very much like the Jeremy Lin type thing to it. And Jeremy Lin's, I think, lasted a little bit even longer. And I don't think Jeremy Lin's downfall was like as obvious that it was going to end as great as it was. I don't blame the guy. He's taking a lot of shit for Ode now. He's, doing all the signed a deal with Rayos and all this stuff. You can't blame the guy for doing it. You have a small window. You got to capitalize. No. The only thing
Make hay when the sun is shining, Bob.
Yeah. The only thing I could have done without is his agent, kept saying that he's not trying to be in the spotlight or anything like that. He was trying to be in the spotlight. I mean, it's hard to look at the guy and not think that he was trying to capitalize on that. Again, I don't blame them for doing that, but I think if you're just smart about it, you got to sell your stock.
Well, Tyrod's a better quarterback. There's no question about it.
Listen, guys, there's some guys who come into this league, okay, and they're backups just because they're backups. The starter has been, an entrenched NFL starting quarterback, and the pedigree of the backup is, they may be somebody from a big-time school that was a prolific college quarterback. You got to remember, this guy was not a prolific quarterback at Illinois. It wasn't like he came from Illinois and he set records and he was doing all this and broke this record, broke that record. He's just he was a fringe practice squad guy who got a chance. He did a couple things. Bob hit the nail on the head. Window was very, very, very small. And I think his dad and his agent pretty much played into capitalizing on all of that. And they did. And you see him in all these Italian themed social media things. And I really, got to be honest, coming from the area that he's from a couple towns away, it was getting to the point where even me and my friends were like, my God, can this just stop? It is painful. It's painful.
What about his agent was inducted into the Italian honor hall of fame? We don't have more Italians than this agent, one agent.
I got from a direct source that's worked with that agent. Okay. Agent's not a great guy. Let's just leave it at that.
Big time stuff out of Nutley this afternoon.
Not a good guy, man. Not a good guy.
Really?
Tried to pull a little bit of a fast one. Now, you heard about, probably people are thinking I'm talking about that thing where he was supposed to go to Marstown Pizzeria for $10,000. This is a whole different case. And it's the agent who seems to be behind all of that. So not the greatest guy, but listen, maybe, he's a cutthroat type guy who he doesn't care who he pisses off or who he turns off to get his guy where he wants to get him. And that's his business. But I've heard not the greatest of people.
It just bothered me that, you want Tommy to have his moment. And I don't think Tommy did anything wrong. I would have done the same exact thing. But yeah, the agent to say, he doesn't want to be in the limelight, the spotlight, I just think that's such bullshit. Then he's going on every single podcast known to man. If you don't want to be on the spotlight, you wouldn't be going on every single goddamn podcast. Interesting news coming out of Nutley, New Jersey today.
Wow.
I'm not going to sell my source down the river, but let me just say this. The agent did something for a business owner. But it was worth what he did for the business owner was worth maybe a couple hundreds of dollars. And in return, he hit him with the, can you do this for me? And the favor in return would have cost tens of thousands of dollars. Okay. And he got like pissy when the owner was like, well, listen, man, like this is not an even exchange whatsoever. Yeah. You're talking tens of thousands versus hundreds. So yeah, not the greatest of guys. Not
wow, Mikey dropping the hammer with, thanks to his source live on the Brilliant Dumb Show.
Great little tidbit right there, man. Yeah. And we can't know what the favor is, right?
Well, you will. I will divulge the favor to you, but I divulge the favor, people are going to know what industry this guy's in, and then they could kind of do a little detective work, and it could be found. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Fair enough. I bet you, who knows him? I wouldn't be surprised if Nicky Diamonds knows him.
I don't think he. Well, I don't think he does, but you never know. Nicky would probably call him a never was. You know, knowing Nicky.
Yeah.
All right, let's head on over to Joey D.
A small buy this week, nothing crazy. I just thought having three games on Christmas Day yesterday for the NFL was really awesome. And not only that, I thought the games, when you just looked at them from afar, Eagles, Giants, Raiders, Chiefs, both playing on the road, I thought they were going to be awful games. We were actually treated to some good football. And then what was supposed to be the game of the day actually ended up being the biggest flop. But just I thought it broke down the day very good. You had the 10 o'clock game, the 1 o'clock game, the 5 o'clock game. It still seemed like there was enough games on Sunday that you didn't really suffer, that there was still plenty of football to go around because nobody had buys and you still had football on the Saturday. So I thought they did a really good job of breaking that down through the week. I would like to see something like that more often, to be honest. You know, take away the Thursday night, give me a multiple game slot on Monday. And I think it makes it really enjoyable, but it was great. I thought that it made Christmas that much more enjoyable. You know, we were opening presents and stuff. You had the football game in the background. Now, obviously these young men, and I credit them for, you know, their jobs. They had to be away, some of them, from their families on Christmas. That's not something that you want to ask, but I just thought it made the day that much better. And Christmas is already pretty hard to beat to begin with. You give me a slate full of football games and good ones at that. I thought it was awesome. I thought it made the day that much better. And I'm buying Christmas slate games. Now, I don't know if that's something that, you know, is going to happen continuing moving forward, but definitely something Goodell got right, and he doesn't get much right. So I'll give credit where credit is normally
probably won't continue, because I don't know how they could do that if it's like a Tuesday, Wednesday type of deal with the timing of the schedule. But I agree totally with the buy. I'll tell you what else it did. Like, all you hear about Christmas time is like Christmas NBA. NBA on Christmas.
NBA suffered yesterday.
No one even gave a shit. Well, Bob kind of. Besides Bob, nobody gave a shit about the NBA yesterday.
NBA had to have suffered yesterday. There's no doubt about
Diamonds,
it.
They had to get crushed.
Diamond saw the NBA bets and he texts me. He goes, "What in God's name are you doing right now?" It was one of the tougher scenes. but it is true, Mikey. I mean, like, Christmas used to belong to the NBA. NFL just stuffed that. NBA, I usually like the NBA. I usually watch a good amount of it. I have no clue what's going on with the NBA. How the Lakers, who I found out yesterday, are one game over 500, and they won this in-season tournament that I know nothing about. NBA's in a bad way, it feels like. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just
I think it's more you. I think they're doing
it. I think they're still the second highest rated of the big
five. They make a ton of money.
But the thing is that I think that they're still so far off the NFL, and their margin over, like, MLB, NHL, I don't think is, like, that insane anymore. But I mean, they still get their ratings. I don't know why. I mean, I just think it's so bad. And like Bob said, I don't even know what's going on in the NBA. I have no fucking idea.
I still like the NBA, but if you put a gun to my head,
Cutsy does like it. Cutsy likes
it. But if you ask me, like, my brother actually asked me, he's like, where does the NBA rank in terms of, like, games and sports that you watch? I would say NFL would come first. I would actually say maybe college basketball would come second. Or college football. It'd be a close, because March Madness to me is the most fun. But I'd actually go NFL, college football, college basketball. Yeah. I'm not a huge baseball guy. I know that you guys are. But then I would say NBA and then baseball for me.
Yeah, but I would say for the sports for me, it would be pro football. College football is almost dead even. I actually think college football is a better product to watch. It is a better product to watch because of the officiating in the NFL. And again, yesterday, that Ravens play, Lamar got tripped by the official, and that counted as a safety. Like, it's just the officiating in the NFL so bad. But I would say, Joe, the margins are so slim between college basketball, college football, NFL, MLB,
I'd actually put NHL above both of those. The problem with the
NHL playoff NHL is unbelievable.
Plenty, the problem is there's not enough exposure on hockey in the States. I've been up here in Canada and it's just all hockey. And so like when I come here, I just watch a ton of hockey. But you're right. It's NBA's. It's slide, man.
It's fun if two of the stars go against each other, like LeBron or KD, something like that. I guess kind of fun. I don't know what it is. I just in defense NBA, I really haven't given it a shot. But just the in season tournament, I have no clue.
I think they did that, Bob, to help like with the fact that all these guys were doing load management, missing games, this and that. So they're trying to make them take the regular season games more seriously because. To your you know credit, what you said is like if the star doesn't play, like the overall product suffers immensely, and people are paying money to go watch these guys who are getting paid ungodly amounts of money play, and they're sitting out games. So the in-season tournament was a way that they're trying to make these games more relevant for these guys that they're going to take it seriously.
I think the players whose teams won or like
got to the final, they won half a million each. They each won half a million. So some people be like, well, what does LeBron need to do with half a million? But there was some guys on the bench where their entire salary was like $1 million. So it was very important to them. And then I think a lot of these guys, they have pride. So like the trophy and stuff, like they actually, it means more to them than it probably should, but I think it's their way of trying to like focus more on improving the product mid season when a lot of these guys just don't give a shit.
Mikey, if you were me, would you go to the Rose Bowl?
Mikey would.
Yeah.
It's a great game, Bob. It's Alabama, Michigan.
Yeah, I mean it's a playoff game. It's the parade of. I mean that is the most pageantry filled bowl game there is.
A lot of pageantry.
Remember, you're gonna miss that Washington game after.
Yeah, I know, but Bama Michigan's the
game to watch. That's
the bigger game to watch. Yeah, I agree. I would go, Bob. I would. I think it would be an experience.
Bob ain't going. He made his mind. He could be on the field. He wouldn't go.
You know what? I will say it was a little disrespectful how fast I said no. Like right when he said, I was just like, no.
Who is this, to Jason?
Scott. So you can
imagine. Oh, that's even worse, dude. Yeah. He was probably so excited. Big Alabama guy. Was probably stoked to ask. By the way, that's a huge thing that he asked you to go.
Well, come on now, Joe. I mean, that's not. Don't make me hurt.
I'm just saying.
People aren't passing out tickets to the Rose Bowl like it's Jets Commanders on Christmas. So, I mean,
Bob said no. How long was the pause?
I would. It was a quick. It was a hard no. There was no question about can I try and convince?
Oh, poor Scott.
It was shut. Now, I have to pay my own way, which is fine. But just keep that in mind too. It's not Still got to pay my own way. That's all I got for now. All right, we're moving right along. here, fellas. Today, top five. I fired in this top five. I think it's a pretty good one. A lot of personalities at ESPN throughout the years. We're going to be doing top five ESPN personalities. Mikey, why don't we start with you?
All right, five. I have my guy who I've sung his praises before on the show. I think he's one of the best to ever do it. Chris Fowler. Chris Fowler, to me, one of the best to ever do it, period, for ESPN. I don't like the guy who hosts Game Day. I loved when Fowler was the host of Game Day. He does the commentary with Herb Street, who, by the way, Herb Street was a fringe top five guy for me also, but I'm going to take Fowler out of respect. Number four, my guy, Mel Kiper. Mel Kiper to me is everything that's good about the NFL. The draft breakdown is one of my favorite parts of the year, just to listen to Mel Kiper. I could listen to him for hours. Number three, give me Dickie V. Dick Vitale, ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dickie V has to be in the top five. Again, probably, I don't want to say the best to ever do it because that's a term we throw out too loosely, but one of the best to ever do it, Dickie V. Number two. Chris Berman. Chris Berman, before there was NFL Red Zone as a kid, and many people probably remember NFL Primetime.
Primetime was unbelievable. Him and Tom Jackson.
Tommy Jackson. The former Denver Bronco. Chris Berman's the references he would make and the nicknames he would give players. Like you have to, the older I get, the more I appreciate listening to that stuff because he was so ahead of his time with doing that. Just incredible how he would come off the cuff with this stuff. And number one, out of respect, eloquent, great delivery, one of the best, no longer with us, unfortunately. Give me Stuart Scott at number one. I got Stuart Scott at number one as the GOAT for me. He was as cool as the other side of the pillow, as he was.
That's the guy with the glasses, with the bad eyes.
Yes, yes, that passed away. Yes, Stuart Scott, number one for me.
Yeah, that's Stuart Scott, Joey D. That is Stuart Scott.
I'm not really good with names. That's the guy who he died a couple years ago. No
cancer. Yes. I think more than I think he died.
It was a while ago now.
Yeah. Great list. I got no issue with that list at all. I didn't have Dickie V in there. I'm already going to throw out that that's my honorable.
Number five.
This one's a sleeper for me. I think he is hysterical, and I don't even think he's with ESPN anymore. I just find him to be the funniest, most blunt commentator. Jeff Van Gundy to me was one of my absolute favorites with NBA. He had no filter. He couldn't help himself. I thought he was a riot. I have him at five. Number four, this one wasn't in your list, Mike. I got Kenny Mayne.
I don't even know who that is. Who is that, Bob?
All time. He's one of the anchors on ESPN, and he does like a lot of – I don't know why they got away from those ESPN commercials. Or maybe they did. Maybe they sued them.
The office ones you're talking about?
Yeah, those used to be the fucking best.
They were the best. Well, the Sports Center, it was like – that was the Sports Center commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and Kenny Mayne was always in them, and I thought the ones that he was in was the funniest ones. Three, I got Chris Berman. Chris Berman is the man, still doing it. Two, I have Stuart Scott up in there. And then my number one is Scott Van Pelt.
Scotty Van Pelt's great.
Scotty Van Pelt is just the man. Been doing it for quite some time. Everybody loves him. He's a very likable guy. Seems like a class act. Speaking of class acts, Joey D, what do you got?
At number five, I have Tony Kornheiser. I think Tony Kornheiser is a funny guy. Like, he's a guy, he kind of reminds me of your dad, Bob. Like, he's a guy you just want to listen to. You want to see his takes on things because they're funny.
Yeah, and that he's old and Jewish is what Joe is meaning to say.
In Joe's defense, I have heard people say that with him, with Kornheiser.
He's funny. Like,
Larry David, bro.
Yeah,
but he comes up with an argument and you can't sway him off of it. Like, he's set on what he believes in, and he'll let the whole world know. I think he's very entertaining to watch. And number four, I have John Gruden. I know that John Gruden has faced some scrutiny. I'm not condoning that, but no one here can sit here and say that he wasn't hysterical and entertaining to listen to when he was doing the commentating, dude. He was unbelievable.
When him, Tirico, and Jaws were in the booth for Monday Night
Football, he was unbelievable.
That, to me, was peak Monday Night Football.
Have you ever seen the video of Gruden when Chris Sims is trying to get a call into the huddle, and he can't get the call right, and Gruden just goes insane on him?
Yep.
Spider XY2 banana twist on four.
dude, he was so good. And I know he's faced some scrutiny for what he's done, but I still have to acknowledge how great and entertaining he was when he was on. I mean, he was awesome. At number three, I have Dickie V. I think with Mikey, we reference him all the time. The guy is so, like, on the edge of your seat when he's announcing games. He's unbelievable. He's one of the best to ever do it. I think he needs to be in every top five. Number two, I have a guy, and obviously this is dear to my heart because I'm a hockey guy, and I didn't expect him to be on your list. I got Barry Melrose.
Mention. That's my honorable mention.
Barry Melrose is unbelievable, man. Yes. He doesn't give a shit. He does his thing. He's got his mullet still.
Great hair. I was going to say, makes my honorable mention just for the hair.
But he's the one guy who actually keeps hockey relevant within that whole thing. And he's so entertaining. And then at number one, I have to put him as Chris Berman. I remember Mikey, and now maybe a different generation than Bob a little bit. NFL primetime was almost as good watching as the rest of the NFL prime slate, because you simply didn't get the other games. So that was my one opportunity to really see what happened around the league and to know what was going on.
That was red zone before red zone. It was just on a massive delay, but that was red zone before red zone.
But it was unbelievable too, because it was like right around the dinner time. So you had that going, you got, like, you know what the scores were, but you wanted to see the catch that Randy Moss made, and then he throws in the whoop, he could go all the way. I mean, he was just unbelievable. He did it better than anybody else. And to me, like, he was just, it was much watch TV every single week.
He's the best.
Really, I think we're in for an interesting top five to see what people think about that one. I said Dickie V, honorable mention. Mikey V, you said Barry Melrose.
I think Barry Melrose, very underrated swag too. Barry Melrose is swaggy. He's very swaggy.
Joe, my honorable mention, I got Mike Wilbon. I think Mike Wilbon's really, really entertaining too. And I think he's very versatile. And he's very knowledgeable. Some of these guys who go on, you don't know how much they actually know. I actually think Wilbon is very insightful and knowledgeable when it comes to what he's talking about. And he's very good on his topics. That's my honorable mention as well.
And he's a Bears fan.
He's a Bears guy too, Michael.
Big Bears guy.
Fellas, big shout out to the Ticket and Bone getting this out the day after Christmas here.
So live from Charleston.
And happy birthday to Dorothy D.
Wow, the GOAT.
Happy birthday, Ma. Happy birthday.
Dorothy D, a happy birthday in the comments. And folks, we love you. We appreciate you. That's been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. We will see you next week, boys.
Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is so delicious, so unbelievable, no word exists to describe it. It's better than mind-blowing, it's mouth-blowing. Bright, citrusy, and spicy, this newest flavor from Captain Morgan is a balanced blend of sweetness with delicious notes of lime and slightly spicy chili flavor that is great for an escape outdoors with your crew or your next hangout. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime is best enjoyed as an ice-cold shot or as a chili lime twist on a classic as a spicy daiquiri. Captain Morgan's Sweet Chili Lime, a touch of sweet, a kick of heat. Please drink responsibly. Captain Morgan Sweet Chili Lime, premium Caribbean rum with natural flavors, 35% alcohol by volume. Captain Morgan Rum Co., New York, New York.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own. Surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.